The wave theory from the South emerging at this conference was just one among many. If you saw the New York Times earlier this year, you could think of a wave theory from the South as one focusing on storm surges in countries open to southern hemisphere cyclones, like Bangladesh or the Philippines. And as I continue this project, I want to tune into the multiplicity of possible waves that could be the subject of such theory. On my way back to Boston from Australia, I traveled through Sydney, and at the city's Maritime Museum, I saw an exhibit about northern Aboriginal maps of sea country, bark paintings created in the 1990s as legal documents to shore up Yolngu claims to sea space, like this one, which maps water in country around the mouth of the Barreicha River. Territories of different clan moieties are marked with distinct designs. Although one might see in these lines something like waves, something else hit me. At the exhibit's entrance was a cultural warning for Aboriginal museum goers, cautioning that the names of deceased artists were recorded next to paintings. Aboriginal prohibitions against naming the recently dead, the warning urged, might make the exhibit upsetting to some. Studies might ask how models of humanness as relational multi-species personhood weave into watery images such as this, or might, with Beth Povinelli, point to these as tactical representations in an Aboriginal politics of recognition. As an anthropologist of science, this painting prompted me rather to consider how models of humanness were folded into the models I'd heard about in Newcastle. On beyond the fact that the Wave Conference had at its center Chakrabarty's doubled human, embodied humans at risk, capital H humanity to blame, the workshop was, like the bark painting exhibit, crowded with the names of the deceased: Laplace, Kelvin, Bernoulli, Euler, Fourier, those 18th and 19th century mathematicians whose names are remembered in the equations of wave science. What is a wave? I said before that waves are phenomenological instrument data model hybrids, but at least for waves described by equations, a wave is also a trace of a social history, a trace, perhaps, of history one, the Enlightenment historicism contemporaneous with the calculus. Perhaps, however, such waves also, given the religious struggles of many European mathematicians, contain echoes of history too. Ideas about infinitesimals, for example, which you need for calculus and to do wave science, were first, when they were first developed, were controversial for the Catholic Church, which feared that infinitesimals and indivisibles placed paradoxes at the heart of God's creation, confusing matter with its measure. And Kelvin, a contemporary of Lewis Henry Morgan's, was an old Earth creationist, and his numbers gave him 20 million years as the age of the planet, which then had knock-on effects for his model of climate. The waves of wave science have people, have biographies inside of them. And not all of them are hermetically sealed European stories. When it comes to knowledge about ocean waves, for example, we know that such figures as Captain Cook were in dialogue with navigators from other traditions. The Polynesian navigator Tupuaia is one example. And this is Tupuaia's map of the Pacific, which he made while he was on the Endeavour with James Cook. And I felt it incumbent upon me also to at least gesture toward another oceanic mapping tradition, Marshallese wave navigation stick charts used to plan navigation around Micronesia. These are late 19th century examples. These became kind of fetish objects among British sea captains in the late 19th century who wanted to figure out how they worked. As the Komaroffs write, quote, "Modernity was almost from the start a north-south collaboration, indeed a world historical production, albeit a sharply asymmetrical one. It has always been a composite of multiple signification, materializations, and temporalities," unquote. I asked at the outset of this paper if waves had a history, and I hope I've persuaded you that they also have an anthropology. They are artifacts that materialize territories, properties, relations, and agencies. I'll close then in Sydney with another wave, the last wave. A 1977 film by Peter Weir about a white lawyer contracted to defend four Aboriginal men in Australian court. As the lawyer is drawn into the world of his clients, he is haunted by visions of, or perhaps even sees, it's not clear, it might be an apparition from the dreamtime, a tremendous wave coming to wipe out Australia. The wave symbolizes the power of the sea to destroy human enterprise, but also the crashing disaster of colonial dispossession and the return to the colonial power of the repressed, perhaps Chakrabarty's History 3, carrying the communication to History 1 about its disavowed but always turbulently present History 2s. Wave science today is similarly multiple, emergent from a multitude of histories and agencies, norths and souths, natures and cultures, humans and non-humans. In the Anthropocene, wave science is anthropology by other means.